This is DOE SBIR Talk.
If you're just starting a business and have never submitted a proposal to the federal government, you will be surprised by the number of registrations that must be completed before you can submit your Phase 1 SBIR STTR application to a federal agency. When submitting a proposal to the Department of Energy, the first system with which you should register is the Portfolio Analysis and Management System, also known as PAMS. This is the Department of Energy's web-based system for managing proposals submitted in response to its funding opportunity announcements. In order to submit an SBIR STTR Phase 1 proposal application to the Department of Energy, you must first submit a letter of intent, or LOI. In order to do this, you must have previously registered with PAMS, as this is the vehicle through which the LOI must be submitted. This is not a difficult registration. The whole process should take no more than 10 minutes. Although PAMS will ask for a DUNS number and an Employer Identification Number, or EIN, these are not necessary in order to register with PAMS. PAMS registration is a two-step process. First, create an individual account for yourself, then affiliate this account to your institution. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact the help desk by email or phone Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The phone number and email for the help desk can be found in the PDF version of this tutorial. Screenshots are also available, which provide a step-by-step overview of the registration process on the PAMS help page. As the PAMS site is used by applicants to other DOE funding opportunities as well as reviewers, when going to the PAMS help page, only concern yourself with materials through submitting a letter of intent, as you will use PAMS exclusively for this purpose.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.